Auch.
Who was that? Who said wow?
Me.
Gail. Gail, is this the first time you've actually had a class with me? A real class?
Yeah. Yeah.
They get a little intense.
It's all good.
You know, this is why I love this so much. Oh my gosh, I was finishing all my notes up last night and the things that popped up. It's like, oh, you got to say something about this. Oh, you got to say something about this. It's like, guys, I really got to get some sleep tonight. Okay, did any questions come up for anybody?
I have a question, yes.
Okay.
So I keep a gratitude journal. Mm-hmm. And I write it most mornings. But is there another practice that you would suggest to kind of get into that frequency of gratitude?
I would suggest either downloading the PDF of the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook or ordering it, whichever you prefer to do. It's got guided daily journal pages in the morning and upon waking and then before you go to sleep, you know, depending on what your day looks like, whether you're a night person that you're working at night. Anyway, they're guided steps. Let's see. There's 3 months of daily journal pages in the workbook itself. But if you download the PDF, you can just print out or use from your device, which the daily journal page is there. But the first thing that I have here is I give thanks for this blank day. So you fill in whatever kind of day that you want to have today, which sets the foundation for your energy. The second is I accept what my life is in this moment. When we accept, whether we really feel like we are or not, taking that action step of writing it out starts moving the energy. And the next thing you know, you do start feeling like you're accepting what's happening. And even if your life feels like it's awful, accepting what's going on stops that internal battle within you. Then I accept and use my power to whatever it is that you're wanting to manifest or create or what your life, you want your life to look like. The fourth is I consciously choose to be love energy. I infuse my day and my life with love, and I attract like a magnet experiences of love energy. So when you're writing these things out in the playbook, energy starts getting revealed to you. You start to see where you're using your power and where you're not. You start to feel resistance energy. If you write something that, like, I'm attracting experiences of love energy, if you start feeling resistance energy, then there's something that you're believing about yourself. There's some energy block in there that isn't on board yet. So it gets revealed instead of having to be triggered by some kind of adversity. You've already noticed that this is happening. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then now you know what to do, because I've already told you what to do in this class, but I go into more detail in those modules, and those will be I'll get those on the website today. So whether you buy the playbook in paperback form from Amazon or you download the PDF, I highly recommend using the game boards and the daily journal pages to help support you, because it takes gratitude to a whole nother level. It starts to show you too where you've used your power. I love the weekly progress game board, and this is what it looks like. See that, yeah. So they're kind of fun. But the first thing you write about is, this was my biggest aha moment this week. And then write, this is how I used my power this week. So if something happened and instead of dealing with it then, you just stuffed it, this is your opportunity. You can use your power now. It's not too late. And you can infuse that situation and the people involved with love. And then there's a notes page on the other side so you can keep writing. Oh, and be sure to sign and date all the pages, because that creates that contract with the universe to take everything that you're doing to a whole nother level.
Great. Thank you so much. That's
You're very welcome. Helpful. Good. Anybody else have a question right now?
Kate, on the treatments, is there anything like infinite spirit, show me the way? I mean, is there any way to update that language to be more 21st century?
Sure. What speaks to you more? For me personally, infinite spirit, the whole, that takes me to a whole nother place of empowerment for me. What speaks to you, Barbara?
I don't know. I mean, and infinite spirit, I don't think is the problem, but just kind of some of her language is a little bit not so 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
Infinite spirit, show me the way to magnificent abundance, you know, something. I think we would use, you know, we want more. You know what I mean? Than just what, you know, we just don't want abundance. I mean, that could be, I have $5 in my wallet and then I get another dollar and that's mm-hmm. abundance.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we also have to remember too that abundance could be an abundance of lack. It could be an abundance of lack.
Right.
So
we don't have that. Yeah.
I try to change abundance to prosperity. And mm-hmm. as I was speaking, just now, I realized I was using abundance and not prosperity. So, yeah, it's what speaks to you in that moment. That's where we need to go.
A wonderful life, you know, abundance of greatness, abundance of good, all good things. So that maybe we clarify.
Mm-hmm. Oh, always. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You can definitely do that.
I'm sorry. I think you probably need to choose what speaks to you because everybody's brain is wired differently. And so maybe we each need to discern what is going to speak to us the best. What speaks to you might not speak to me and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. So maybe each week we take that treatment or whatever and translate it to something. Okay, we know this one was about abundance or prosperity or whatever it is. And we try, you know, we write it down in our language to what resonates with us. Mm-hmm. And so as we're going through the book, all the different treatments will definitely relate to us as opposed to Florence's language.
Yeah. What I have to remember for presenting the program, the class, is just holding that prosperity, the love energy of prosperity and joy and happiness, and yeah. getting really specific, unless it's for a specific thing,
right.
it just kind of doesn't work.
Right.
If she's talking about a specific thing, then yes, we can insert that. If there's something specific that you want, it's all about, you know, all your words, all your thoughts, they're all energy containers. So the most important thing is that your words speak to your heart, that the treatments that you do for yourself, whether you write it out in your playbook or you type it on your screen and you have it as a screensaver or it's on your phone and that's, you know, when you open your phone, that's what you're looking at. It's what works for you. What takes you to that higher vibration of love energy and feels good. And if it doesn't feel good, you know, Florence talks about the affirmations clicking. Well, what is it about this that I'm not in agreement with? You know, you're feeling that resistance mm-hmm. energy in your body. Why is that? That's a red flag to look at. Why is this happening? Because when we say an affirmation over and over and over again, you know, and that's what we do. We say an affirmation over and over again to lock in that energy of good. And if the energy is not good, we're manifesting from an energy that doesn't feel good.
Right. Because yeah. I just wrote down, infinite spirit, show me the way to the love energy of joy and prosperity.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That is very all-encompassing. And when you say that, you can feel that energy within you being very powerful.
Yes.
And then you can also even follow that up with, show me the action steps.
Yes.
To make this happen. In the new playbook, after choosing what love we want to be in, it's infinite spirit, open the way and show me the action steps to manifest. And it's whatever you want to manifest. And then we consciously direct my subconscious power to manifest this or better. I can feel the energy of manifestation complete. This is big because if when you write that, you don't feel the manifestation complete, if there's an energy there that's going, no,
not so much.
That's red flag, golden opportunity to look at this energy. Oh my gosh, this energy has come up in the privacy of my bedroom where nobody's being awful to me. You know, I can look at this energy on my own without crying about it. You know, it's not because you were out somewhere and somebody embarrassed you, you know. It opens the way for you to be able to process through that energy that's blocking you without the universe having to make you uncomfortable with some kind of situation of adversity.
Mm-hmm. I also find at times like that, deep breathing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, you know, try and keep my breath the same in and the same out and really deep and get my diaphragm to go in and out. Because I remember, I forget what I was doing, and I get, like, if I cough or something, I get this really sharp pain in my side, like a stitch, and it won't release. It's really hard, and I was doing this deep breathing or whatever, and it was like a pop, and it was gone. It was like, I've never gotten rid of it so fast.
You can also, when you're doing your deep breathing, if there's any place in your body that's sore or you have a wound, you can focus on that oxygen, that blood traveling to that area and infusing that area with all that love, that unconditional love, you know, that there's no worry, there's no anxiety.
I think I was doing that, but didn't know I was doing that.
Yeah, you probably were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Yep. Okay, anyone else have a question? No? Okay, well, if you haven't signed up for the Facebook group yet, if you haven't asked to join, I think all of you are in it. I think you've all done that.
I'm not yet.
You're not yet? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I have to deactivate my Facebook account.
Oh, okay. Well, I know not everyone's on Facebook, but, you know, we have to choose a platform to that everybody can use, and that I'd love it if you could join us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just go ahead and do that. And if anything comes up, please post and we will respond. We can discuss. Okay. And because you're processing, things will come up, and it doesn't matter what it is. Don't hesitate to ask. You know, I perfected living my life at a high, high level of fear. I created terrible things over and over and over again. If I can overcome this, I know you can too. And I'm here to support you. And I know everybody that's joined, there are going to be people that will be adding to this call and also to the evening call. We have some people in Australia that'll be in the evening call. So, you know, we're all coming together as a family that doesn't have all the drama that human life has. So I just want to thank you for being with me today, and please post if things come up for you. And I'm really excited to see you in the next call.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.